At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
I've had to think of it more this year as like, it's not so much an end destination that I'm trying to go to. Mm-hmm. It's more like I'm changing the trajectory yes. of things. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. And around here, we know that life is hard, and we got to do everything we can to just make it a little bit more lovely. So it's my mission to bring you great conversations, practical tools and information, and a healthy dose of community to help make those things happen. If you want to find out more, you can go to our website at cultivatingthelovely.com, visit our amazing membership community at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely, or by connecting with me on Instagram, which is one of my favorite places to interact with all of you. You can find me at Mackenzie Coppa. Thanks so much for joining me today. Happy New Year, everybody. You guys, this is my favorite time of year, and I can't tell you how grateful I am to be doing this with you guys still, this many years later, starting off another new year with my awesome podcast listeners. You guys have been such a support to me, and I love what we've been able to do together and where we're going and the new things that 2020 is going to hold. You know, it's kind of funny. We talk about in today's episode, because I'm chatting with my friend Shell again, and it's all about New Year. And we had a really fun episode where we just really got to chit chatting about ideas and goals and different things. And I give a little bit of guidance on like how I do things. And but anyway, as we were talking about it, I couldn't even remember what my year for last year was. And it's laughably hope. That's what I had chosen for 2019. And I felt like, well, that didn't really pan out. But I do feel more hopeful heading into 2020. I feel like this is going to be a very different year. And in a lot of ways, for what's coming on the podcast, I feel like I'm more alive again and excited again for where we're headed with this platform. And I'm so excited that you guys are coming along for the journey. And I think that we have a really fun lineup of things that are coming. And yeah, I'm super excited. And of course, I really like connecting with you guys. Like, I know you hear me say that and you're probably like, yeah, whatever. You have a bunch of people reach out to you, whatever. But I really like talking with you guys. And my favorite place to do that is on Instagram. So if you want to come over and like see how weird I am beyond this podcast and chat with me, then definitely come to Instagram at Mackenzie Coppa. Find me, engage with me on stories. It's super fun. It's one of the most fun things that I do. So, you know, come experience my weirdness over there at Mackenzie Coppa. And then if you want to take it like a step deeper, that's when you want to get involved in Patreon. And I mean, we have a $3 level that you can be there for all of the live morning shows and get all the discussions that are going on in the Facebook group. I would really love to have you there. It's such an amazing community of women. We have the cultivating groups that are open right now that you can join if you want to become a part of one of those. And even if you don't, we just have so much going on. And starting next Monday on the 6th is when I will be doing the live morning show again, every single day. And I love chatting with you guys. Like, it's not just me coming on and talking. It's that back and forth interaction with my patrons that is just priceless to me. And I've gotten to know them so well over this last year, especially these last 6 months. It's just a really fun group of ladies. I would love to have you over there. So come over to Patreon, patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. You can see all the different options for how you can get involved. Like I said, there's the lowest level at $3 a month. That's like nothing. Or I'm even offering some life coaching levels. Now, this may sound crazy to you that me with my dumpster fire of a year last year and crazy things that have gone on that I would be offering life coaching, but the ladies requested it. So I made it available, and we are just podcast talking about like people's goals, and I'm meeting them where they're at and what they're needing to work on and helping provide some accountability. And so that's kind of a fun, you know, new thing that we are doing in Patreon, and you can come over and check it all out over there. Also, I want to just say some thank yous right now. We're starting off, you know, a new year, and there are some ladies who have been so instrumental in the making of this podcast and in supporting me that I don't want to start the year off without acknowledging them and really thanking them for everything that they do and the impact they've had on my life. The first one that I really need to mention is Kiel Lemon, my producer, editor. She's amazing, you guys. She's probably the most patient person on the planet for dealing with me and all of my last minute things and changes and craziness. She's so sweet and so understanding, and she's never short with me, although I'm sure she probably wants to be. You guys, she's so good at what she does. And, you know, all of the visual appeal that you see on the show notes and all of that, she does all of that, and she does a brilliant job. And I am so, so grateful to have her on my team. And then I also have to mention Shell Bruzes. I mean, she's basically become a co-host of the show at this point. She's been on so many episodes, and she is that friend who, I mean, has a huge impact on my real day-to-day life. But when I get to come on here and have conversations with her about real life things and have her sweet perspective on stuff, it's just so eye-opening to me, and it's so encouraging to me, and I love having her on because she's so the opposite of me in so many ways, but I think she offers a really nice balance to the show, and she's come on so many times in the past, you know, 6 months especially, and I'm so grateful to her. So thank you to Shell. I also want to do a shout out to some of our patrons who have been just so involved in supporting me and helping with things and just coming in there alongside of me. So here are some patrons that I just want to give a little shout out to. Jessica White has been a total support to me. Michaela Hanold has been with me for years. I'm so appreciative of her. Sarah Lynch, Sarah Wiley. We've got lots of Sarahs. Also Sarah Hankowski. I'm going to throw her in there too because she's a little bit more local to me and she's just so supportive and encouraging. We also have a lot of Kellys in our patrons, and Kelly Appleton has been a very big supporter of the show, and she's a patron, and she's doing life coaching along with a couple of those other Sarahs that I mentioned, and she's just great. I also want to mention Ashton White, Heather Gerke, I hope I'm saying that right, Marianne Lenhart, Bonnie Adams, Christy Surface, Allison Paw, Crystal Deaver, Anne Lang, Anita Wester, and Becca Baumgartner. These are just a few of the people. Becca is also like a huge person with my web presence and all of that stuff. Her and her husband do an amazing job and help me out. And hopefully she's going to be helping out with a few other things in the coming months. But those are just a few of the many people who are so involved in Patreon and have been such a huge support to me. I'm sure that I'm leaving people out, and I'm so sorry if I forgot to mention you. But I just wanted to make sure I mentioned those names of people who've just really been there through this process. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And with all of that, okay, let's get on with this fun New Year's show. All right, you guys, it's New Year. I'm so excited. It is my favorite time of year. I absolutely love New Year. It is my favorite holiday. It feels like a fresh start. It's like the perfect time to do all the planning. And I have got my good friend Shell here with me again. Hello, Shell.
Hi, guys. Hi, everybody. She's so like, fun to be back.
I know. You've like become like a co-host at this point. Like you've been on so many times.
Any chance to get to have a fun conversation with you, I'm in on that.
I know, right? And we got like double duty today because Shell and I got to go out for coffee. And then we get to chat tonight. So it's like extra fun.
Yes, it is. Double fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we're going to talk all the New Year's goals thing. Now, we kind of do an episode like this every year because it is my favorite. And we do so much of this with Cultivating the Lovely. I mean, especially in Patreon, we talk so much about planning and goals and being efficient with your time and thinking about those things. That I wanted to do a new, you know, rendition of it this year. I'm in a different place than I've been in the last few years heading into resolutions and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it would be fun to have Shell especially on the podcast because we come at the goal setting thing from two kind of opposite ends of the spectrum. And so I thought that would be really good to have a little something for everyone. There's balance in this episode. There's no shame. There's just grace and goodness. And hopefully everyone will be able to take something away from it.
So true. Yep. We're cheering each other on. That's
yes, exactly. Well, and it's so funny because today we've been doing all of these live videos in Patreon as because I released this Trello board that just like drills down how exactly to do your goals and track them and have accountability and resources and all this stuff.
Awesome.
And one of our Patreon members, Marianne Lenhart, she messaged me and she was like, "You are at the peak of your three abilities right now." Like completely on fire with all your three stuff.
I love it. And I love it.
It's so true. Like I am in my element. I feel like this is my year to like get back up again. I always think of that song from Trolls where Poppy
get back
up. Again. My, you know, like wake back up to life, get moving again. And so this is like my time. This is my time to do it and feel like I can be on top of things finally again for the first time in a long time. Oh,
I love that. I love that for you so much.
It's much needed. But you, I mean, you're going through transitions too and having your own stuff. And we were talking earlier today, like we're both kind of in this season of life where we've got like older kids and just like different things than we've really ever had to encounter before.
Yeah.
So it seems like a little bit more complex thinking about life and making choices and how to move forward. And
yeah,
it's a lot. And you just kind of want to be able to wrap your brain around everything at the beginning.
Yes. You do.
So I've been doing a lot of that, but Shell is so sweet because, you know, she knew I'd been on my own for a number of days and she messaged me last night and was like, "Let's get together tomorrow." And then you were so cute when we were there and you were like, "Well, I could have been getting myself together or I could come be with you." Like,
I could be planning my new year or I could connect with people. And that is what I thought, you know what, we need some time. Let's do that instead.
And it was, well, it was certainly nourishing for my soul. I don't know if it was for yours.
Yes, it absolutely was.
Things on you. But you guys, that's like, that's the two that Shell is. And I love that about you. But let's just dive in because you are coming at New Year in a different way. And you kind of just have like a general theme for your year that everything else springs out of.
It's funny. I feel like so much of the last couple of years for me is just kind of God saying, cross this off your list, make this simpler. Like I think dealing with like chronic illness and five kids and all of those things, I've just really had to just listen really closely about like, okay, what can't I do and how do I simplify and how do I not add more pressure to like all the pressure that feels like it's there closing in on me. And so just really listening for how to just kind of be open-handed with my days and with my plans and kind of not knowing from one to the next like what my capacity looks like. And just the beauty of that is like God's strength is like always 100%. So whether my strength looks great or energy level or whatever on a certain day doesn't matter. I can really lean into God's strength and I can just glide. And so I feel like I'm going into this new year with a very, not a lot on my shoulders of like what I have to carry, but I'm really putting a lot of that on Jesus and like having him carry that for me. Cause I really want to be able this year to just like dive deeper into loving people, loving him more, and just grow in those ways and in my capacity for that. I just know that my own strength is so small compared to what he has to give me. And so that's kind of where I'm at. Like, that's where I'm looking at going to the new year. It's exciting. I'm excited.
Well, and you're so good at following his direction in the moment. Like And you even said today, like, you're more spontaneous in the way that you think to do those things that kind of fulfill that goal. And I see that in you all the time. It's a gift. Like, you are so in tune with Jesus that, you know, that you listen and you respond, and it doesn't have to be this thing that's well planned out in advance. You just, like, you're just like, okay, well, let's do that now.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, it's a really fun, exciting, adventuresome place to be at in my life, where I feel like I know that he's going to bring whatever in the day that is, I feel like, okay, I'm just like this blank page of like, you fill this in this day, Jesus. Like, who can we love today? Who is like right in front of us, like right now to love on? And so that is, I don't know. I'm feeling so much fulfillment and joy in being in this kind of the spot, which it's a new place for me. I feel like maybe it's carrying over a lot from last year into this year, maybe just going deeper and growing more in that way. But I really, really want to put people over plans or people over pretty much anything else. Just because there's just so many people who need to be loved on and like supported, and to know like that Jesus is with them. And that's who we get to be, is that physical representation. So that's just really my passion in my heart for this next year. Anyhow.
I think it's definitely an overflow, because you're already just
got to be
good at that. And
really, I mean, you just hit it. Like, that is what it has to be. It has to be an overflow. Yeah. It can't be my striving. It can't be me trying to like do better, try harder. Like, every time that happens, I end up in this spot of total burnout physically, where I can't move any farther. So it's a total gift that God has given me, kind of this challenge of dealing with chronic illness in the last few years. And I am I'm actually really thankful and grateful for the whole process of it, because it's been the best thing for me, honestly. Like, I'm in a good place right now. Yeah, I'm really thankful for him. Like, he's carrying me through. That's just what I look back on this last year. And so much of my thoughts are going into the new year. I'm actually doing a lot of reflecting on this last year. I feel like I have to do that before I can move forward. But just like literally feel like he scooped me up and carried me through this year. He's carried our family. He's carried people that around me. Like, I can see that so beautifully. And that's what I'm like, okay, Jesus, I need you to do that again this next year for me. Like, I want to stay in that place of dependence and letting you do the heavy lifting. And so anyhow.
It's amazing to see, like, in the weakness that you've had of this chronic illness, this major insomnia that you go through. And you guys, Shell's like the sweetest thing. I'll be like, so how have you been sleeping lately? And she's like, oh, I'm not. Like, wait, what? You just back up there for a second. But yeah, she's always like so considerate of other people and thinking of other people. And I can see how, as God's been carrying you, like, he's carried me through you. And it's pretty amazing to witness.
That is the whole point of like why we're here. So we can do that for each other. Like, yes, more of that in 2020. That's what I want.
I love that.
Ladies, I'm going to get a little personal here. Do you know what's in your deodorant? Because most people don't. And if you look it up, you will find that most deodorants we use every day contain aluminum, parabens, and other harmful products that have proven links to cancer. But Hug Me Deodorant by Bloom is all natural, safe, and sustainable. And it works. Bloom cares about what we put into our bodies, and we should care too. So how does it work? Because I know you've probably heard that a lot of natural deodorants don't. Well, Hug Me Deodorant by Bloom, that's B-L-U-M-E, is made with probiotics. The probiotics encourage your body to make more good bacteria, and as a result, your body processes less bad bacteria, so BO doesn't even exist. It lasts for 24 hours and doesn't have to be reapplied throughout the day. And you're not going to have that aluminum and all that other garbage that's in mainstream antiperspirants getting absorbed straight into your bloodstream. They're so clean that they don't even have any added fragrance, and they're vegan and cruelty-free. And it leaves you with no smell, no sweat stains, and it doesn't just mask the odor. In fact, the New York Post rated it as the best deodorant ever. So you can try these magical probiotics that are going to encourage your body to make more good bacteria and reduce the bad bacteria that causes BO by trying Hug Me risk-free, because they have a 30-day satisfaction guarantee or your money back. This is a product that lives up to its hype. You could check out Bloom's website, bloom.com, to read verified 5-star customer reviews. Bloom is a company that is doing great things by providing safe, sustainable products to women and girls who believe in the power of their choices. And you could check out Bloom for other safe, sustainable care products too, including face wash and organic pads and tampons. Hug Me by Bloom keeps you feeling fresh and super huggable. Right now, my listeners will get 25% off their first stick and free shipping when you go to bloom.com/cultivate. That's bloom.com/cultivate for 25% off your first stick and free shipping. If you don't love it and feel amazing when you wear it, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. BLUME.com/cultivate. So that's like the holy version of the goals, guys.
No, that's not. That's like the absolute messy, broken, I'm a mess and a wreck. So Jesus, you're going to have to do this.
I know, but it's so admirable that you can just do that. You don't even know.
Yeah.
I think that's very, now we're going to come into the opposite.
It's not though, because I so need some help with the actual planning part of how to execute here.
Well, and I think there does have to be a certain amount of we have very different lives.
Right.
God has given you the ability to mm-hmm. be able to do that and to minister to people in the way that you do, feet on the ground. Just you are able to do that because of the life that you have. And mm-hmm. God has given me a very different life, mm-hmm. Where mm-hmm. it does require me having to have more structure.
Yeah.
Because I have a career.
Yeah.
That I need to
carry. You're providing.
Yeah. And so if I just showed up every day and was like, okay, Jesus, what do I do today? to a certain extent, I just wouldn't get anything done.
Right.
I just wouldn't be able to provide, because there's a certain amount of forethought and planning that has to go into my life in order to make it happen. And I really feel like He's giving me grace and that to give me the tools to be able to figure those things out.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And honestly, to be able to love better and more, we need help with the practical aspect of how do we carry that out. We have to have a plan and a framework, and all of that is super necessary to be the more effective.
Well, and I think, I think this is such a good example of we all have different personalities and do different things differently. I'm even doing that with a lot of the Patreon ladies as we've been walking through the goal setting, and they're like, well, how do I implement this and how do I implement that? And I'm giving them the groundwork, but a lot of it I'm like, you gotta figure out what works for you. Maybe online planning isn't gonna be the thing, and you take this Trello board that I've created and you put that all on a scratch piece of paper, and that's what works for you. But you just have to make it work for you. And for me, I feel like God has given me this ability to be able to figure out these little planning pieces so that I can make an effective life for us, so that I can provide for us and have these pieces in place. And, it's just we were talking earlier today when we were at coffee, that I would say probably the last 6 months, they've been the most brutal out of the past, almost 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And I mean, for just so many reasons, everything from when my kids got out of school for the summer and it was like, how do I work? They're here all the time and I just want to be with them, but I somehow have to keep doing this. And, I felt like it started from that point where I started to just kind of shut down in some ways and shut off and get really good at distracting myself and not feeling
a lot of the feels that I'm feeling, like, because it was just too much.
Painful, like, yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. between the trial and my brother dying and the results mm-hmm. of the trial, and, you know, it was just like too much for somebody to cope with unless you're
going right.
to check out for a while.
Yeah.
And I really got to the point where, you know, me being this person where I normally have our meals planned, mm-hmm. you know, at least a month mm-hmm. in advance and, you know, all those kinds mm-hmm. of things. I was like, what are we going to eat today, guys? Like, I don't even know, because we were just in survival mode. I couldn't see past mm-hmm. the end of my nose. And mm-hmm. that's a very unsettling place for me to exist in. It just feels unproductive. It mm-hmm. feels like I'm just kind of like a robot walking mm-hmm. through life. And mm-hmm. so I knew that this week that I wasn't going to be having my kids during winter break, it was my chance to get back up again and to say, like, okay, I that was necessary while I was in it, but mm-hmm. now the changes are coming and now it's time to wake back up to life and to mm-hmm. enjoy my life again and get back on top of things and start communicating with people more and mm-hmm. be really present again.
Yeah.
And I've, you know, had a chance to kind of like feel some of the things that I needed to feel.
Yeah.
And like this was my time to be able to say, okay, I'm choosing now to wake back up.
Yeah.
And really enjoy, because so I like the life that God has created for us.
Yes.
In these last couple of years. Like the fact that we are where mm-hmm. we are now, like that was one of the things on Christmas mm-hmm. that I think I talked about it on Instagram and I thought, like, look where we got to. Like, mm-hmm. finally, we had a home mm-hmm. this year for Christmas. It's our third Christmas since leaving.
Yeah.
And we're here, like, and God got us here. Like, he gave us a beautiful home and he's provided.
Yeah.
And
yes.
And we're mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to take that for granted. And the way that I cannot take that for granted is to now step back up to the plate and do the planning and do the work to take advantage mm-hmm. of this life that he's given me and this career that he's given me and enjoy it again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that's exciting to me. Like mm-hmm. today was kind of the, because we're actually, you guys, I never don't usually do this, but we're recording this on Monday. The episode that comes out on Wednesday. Like Monday
night. A
little
last minute.
Yeah, a little bit. But it was so hard with the Christmas season, like trying to find people and fit stuff in, and plans fell through, and you know, so here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah, we're doing it.
We're doing this.
But today was the first day where like I worked Friday, Saturday, part of Sunday, and today was the first day that I was like, okay, I'm setting my alarm, I'm getting up, I have a live to do in the morning, and then I have some appointments, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to work, and I'm going to put in auditions, and I feel so energized.
Like, yay, I haven't felt
energy like this in so long. And
oh, that's a huge answer to prayer to hear that.
And if I hadn't done the work I've done over the last few days to even know what I would have what I needed to do today.
Yes,
I wouldn't have been able, like, I would still be in that low place. But the fact of the matter is, like, my work is actually really life-giving for mm-hmm. me when I'm able to do it. And so to mm-hmm. get back to that place where it's like, oh, like, I feel like some purpose again. And mm-hmm. I like this and I want to mm-hmm. keep doing this and I want to pour into this. I've been waiting for that kind of resurgence.
Yeah. Yeah, you're on a roll. You're on fire. That's so good. I love it.
So hopefully I can keep it up. But, you know, one of the ways I do that is by creating my goals. And the way that I do that, and I'm kind of like walking the Patreon ladies through it, is, you know, I created this Trello board. Uh-huh. And so it starts off a lot of like what you were saying, like you have to assess where you're currently at.
Yeah.
Or you can make goals to move forward.
Right.
And that's something I got a lot of from like power sheets and that sort of thing. Uh-huh. I find that part to be invaluable. Like, what does that look like for you when you're doing that assessment?
It's a good question. I don't know. No.
Do you sit down with a piece of paper and like write stuff out, or do you just pray about it or think about it, or what does it look
like? No. I mean, I just have this really pretty notebook from Walmart, which, hey, Walmart, I found it at Walmart. I'm still like, what?
They've got some cute notebooks there.
Mint green. And I feel like I've seen this brand somewhere else. It's like pretty floral, like black. It's just a blank notebook. Fun. So, and I am like all over the place because I'm kind of a, like, a, I just dump stuff and it's in no certain order. It's messy. Mm-hmm. It's like, so it all just goes on there. And mm-hmm. then I end up like kind of like circling, underlining, like what are the main things that are jumping out at me that are like kind of how to condense it, I guess. Mm-hmm. But so I've tried, I love planners. I love how pretty they are. I've tried all sorts of them. I never stick with them. And so for me, I think having this messy notebook that's just like a place to dump everything. Mm-hmm. And then I have a really tiny planner that I have from, it's actually the artist Katie Daisy, with a small like spot to do every day, like a little bit. Mm-hmm. I've noticed for me, if I can keep it smaller and simpler, I'm more likely to stick with it. Yeah. And just kind of, there isn't a ton of structure for it, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just thoughts that are going down. So, yeah. But then a lot of course is on my phone too, because I just need all the reminders for everything.
Yeah.
But that's what my, like I've just tried the planners. And so this year I'm like, I'm getting pretty notebooks. I'm going to fill them up. And that's what I'm doing.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
So
how about you?
Yeah. Well, I kind of did it on, because I did get power sheets this year.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm not sure if I will get them next year. I love power sheets.
Yeah.
But having done them a few years in a row, there were certain parts I just skipped over because it just didn't feel like I needed to think about what our life is going to be like when I'm 85 right now.
Right.
I just needed to be more like, these are the actual practical things that I need to change for our life to be successful right now.
What's the next thing?
Yeah.
What's the next thing?
Yes.
What's the next thing? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm in the same place, though. I feel really like God has just said, okay, let's just, because I, it's super overwhelming to think too far down the road just because I don't know like what my energy level, like just health was it's hard. So it's just this gift of like, okay, I've given you today and then tomorrow and let's worry about those things. And that's very biblical anyway. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah. It's true. And I've had to think of it more this year as like, it's not so much an end destination that I'm trying to go to. Mm-hmm. It's more like I'm changing the trajectory of things. Mm-hmm. And so like a lot of my goals are not like in the past I've done very much like, I want to make this much money. I want to have this many followers. Mm-hmm. I want to, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This more is like, I think I'm focusing more on like habits that I want to be building that I know will then build towards the places that I want to get to. So whether it's my health or my business, it's like these little incremental changes that I know I need to make and habits that I need to establish, things I need to put into my routine so that they just become, you know, part of my life. And then that will lead me towards being healthier and having less depression and feeling better, you know, and those kinds of things. So that's kind of how I structured it. Like I went through and I really thought about like, where am I at now? Kind of graded myself 1 to 10, like how am I feeling about this area of my life and which areas am I thinking like I really need to see the most change in?
Mm-hmm.
And I think like, especially, and we've talked about this, you know, I feel the stress in my body from these past 6 months. Like I'm super achy and sore. I'm having insomnia. Like I'm just, I can tell I have inflammation. I'm, I feel like an old person.
Your body's taking a hit.
It's just like, there's been so much cortisol coursing through my system and I've got to get on top of that. And so, but I do, like when I make my goals, like I was talking about with the Patreon ladies, I try to make them as specific as possible. Like I drill them down as much as I humanly can so I leave no questions on the table so that it gives me like an actionable plan that I can really follow. So I'm just going to give like an example.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
for my health one, and I may like add things to this throughout the year, change things, but I said, I'm going to improve my health and wellness this year by intentionally getting active at least 3 times a week for at least 20 minutes, drinking 60 ounces of water a day.
Good girl. Yeah.
Yeah. Really going to work on that one. Starting my weekdays with a clean breakfast or protein shake and taking my supplements daily. And I will know I have met this goal when all four of these aspects have consistently remained a part of my routine for an entire month. So that's like the basis of my goal, but then I go even farther. So this is the kind of crazy person I am, but it's like, okay, so I know that that's how much I want to be active, but then I drill it down to, okay, well, what am I going to do three times? For 20 minutes and where am I going to do it? And when am I going to do it? Like, when am I going to actually put that into my schedule so that it actually happens? Because if I just say 3 times a week for 20 minutes, then I get to Friday and it's like, oh, that never
happened. Well, then I guess I'll do 60 minutes to try and make up for it right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got to show up. Like, that's definitely important.
Or I scrap it.
Right.
It's one of the two. And I don't like, I want it, if I want it to be a habit, then I can't do that. Like, I've got it. And I know that the more like variables I eliminate, the better off I am. So it's like going on YouTube and finding which yoga routines I want to do that are 20 minute routines and having them on a playlist. So it's super easy for me to get to, and then actually like scheduling it on my Google calendar. This is when I'm going to do that. And that's the only way I can get it done. Or even things like with the water, like I'm going to set timers on my phone that by 10 a.m. I need to have this much water down. And like, so that I don't get to the end of the day, decide I need to chug 60 ounces of water.
Right. It's like, not the best time of the day to be drinking water if you want to sleep.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like pacing myself and removing those variables, like, you know, figuring out what we just had a whole conversation this morning about breakfast options and what that looks like for us. And, you know, what is reasonable with our life right now? We're not going to get up and cook some, you know, 4-star breakfast that's veggie only with, you know, we're trying to eliminate all these things from our diet. So that's just not reasonable. I'm not going to do that. So it's like, okay, we're going to put protein powder in our coffee.
We are. And we're going to drink water before we let ourselves have that cup of coffee.
So I'm going to drink the water while I do my makeup.
There you go. I love it.
Coffee. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, so it's like with the supplements, you know, even like having them in pill containers so that I know, like, I take this in the morning, I take this in the afternoon, like having those kinds of things, like just removing as many obstacles as I can. And then another big thing for me, and I was talking about with the Patreon ladies, because we all kind of agreed, like, it's all well and good to write down these goals and hash them all out, but then if you don't keep them in front of your face somehow, you'll completely forget.
And so all of those things are things that unless you have made it a habit, you're just moving so fast in the morning to get everyone where they need to be. And you're not going to do any one of those four things, which is really going to set up your day for failure, your body, for, you know, like everything. So things you mentioned are, it's so interesting because that stuff that in this last year, I would say like, it was not a plan. It was like, I'm forced to look at this. I can't, I can't move on in my day without this. So I'm like, it's so fun to see, like, we have such similar things that are part of our morning routine that we can keep each other accountable because I'm doing the same thing over here.
And I think that, along with, you know, having post-it notes all over your house to keep it in front of your face, like what it is you're trying to do, like that accountability piece is so huge, is, you know, either through a tracking app so you're accountable to yourself or having friends who can, and who you could be honest with, who you will be honest with.
Yeah.
I think that's so essential.
And I think sometimes it's so nice when someone just someone cares enough to be like, hey, did you eat breakfast? Like someone's checking in on you. It's nice to know that someone cares about whether or not you're feeding your face, drinking water. Like those are such important things to be able to thrive in our day.
Yeah.
And I just love it. when someone asks, like, well, hey, did you, like, you know, checks in on those things.
Yeah. Like, are you taking care of yourself? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you come at it like you're a two and you, like, address people like you just are, you care about them and not, yes, like, hey, I'm checking in because I'm your accountability partner. You need to, like, fess up what you would do.
No, but part of this is, like, the excitement of, like, cheering each other on.
Yeah.
What makes it so life-giving as opposed
totally
to, like, oh, gosh, like, we got to go exercise again. Are you kidding me? Like, you know, yeah. Just check it off the box. But it's, I don't know. I think a lot of these things for me, if it has become life-giving, it becomes habitual and it actually becomes such a joy. But if it isn't, then it's more of a drag.
Yeah.
I kind of fight against it. I'm kind of a rebel and I don't want to do what I'm supposed to do. And I don't want to be put in that box of, like, I have to do this right now.
Yeah.
So.
Ladies, you've probably gotten the idea by now that I love New Year. I love the fresh start and the ability to get back on top of life again. And one of the top ways that I like to get back on top of life is making sure that I have our meal plan figured out from day to day. It just relieves so much stress from me. And of course, the number one way that I do that is with Plan to Eat. It's a subscription service created by a real family so that it can take care of your real family's needs. It's so simple. I love that to get started, they have this web clipper tool that allows you to really easily import your own recipes that you actually use straight from the internet, or you can even enter them by hand if you need to. And then once those are in there, it's a no-brainer. You just drag and drop them onto your schedule, and you can even create menus where you repeat an entire week or an entire month in the future so you don't have to keep thinking about it and figuring it out again. It's brilliant. Plus, their shopping list has revolutionized the way that I shop for groceries because it automatically not only puts things in the right category, but it assigns them to the store that you normally buy those items at. And because of their simple app, I've always got my list with me. I'm never missing anything. It's just so simple and so brilliant. It's a true lifesaver, and there's no better time to be getting in on this goodness than right now at the beginning of the year. So let me give you the lowdown. Plan to Eat is a subscription service that's typically $4.99 a month or $39 a year. But if you go to plantoeat.com/lovely, they will give you a 60-day free trial. Typically, it's only 30 days, but because you're one of my listeners, you get 60 whole days free. That's an amazing deal. 2 months to really get your feet wet and see how amazing this service is and how it will revolutionize the way that you plan your meals. Plus, they've got an amazing customer service team that's going to help you every step of the way if you have any questions. So again, go to plantoeat.com/lovely, try it out for 60 days and see how it helps your family.
Well, I've been listening to an Amy Porterfield podcast with James Clear because he's the author of Atomic Habits, that book.
Yeah.
I have not listened to the book yet, but I really want to.
I've heard such good things about it.
Yeah. And just even listening to this podcast episode has been so interesting because he talks about, like, some of the keys to forming a good habit are, like, making it accessible where you can get it like easily and it's appealing and enjoyable, like all those things. And he said, and the reverse is true if you're trying to break a bad habit. Like, don't make it easily accessible, make it, you know, like, frustrating to get to. Like, if you're trying to cut back on social media, like, take an app off your phone or, like, do something so it makes it harder.
That is so smart. Get to it. That's really wise advice. I love that.
Yeah. So it's like kind of like reverse engineering how to get rid of those things. But another big thing that I think is so important is, like, not eliminating things. And he might talk about this too. I can't remember, but, like, replacing them. So not just trying to get rid of something, but putting something else good in its place. Like, when I'm trying to scale back on social media, I always have my Kindle around that I turn to it instead. So it's like instead of scrolling through Instagram or whatever.
Yeah. You know?
It's like having those rewarding things that you can do instead, an alternative, I think is really helpful.
Yes. Yeah. I always, like, totally fall flat whenever I want to try and cut sugar out. Like, I have the hardest time. Like, I literally,
it
feels
so hard.
But some of the things that I've learned about sugar is that there are certain ones that are okay that don't even quite qualify as sugar. Like, I love doing monk fruit. So if there's a way to have a treat that maybe is not refined sugar or whatever that you're cutting out, I can stick with the no sugar as long as I have something that's considered like a treat in my mind. Like yeah. that will help me stick to, I mean, even if it's like dried bananas, like, yeah. I don't know, whatever it could look like, whatever. But I feel like I just love the idea of replacing something with something else that's yeah. going to be better for you. But not feeling like you're just always depriving yourself, you know?
Yeah. So. Totally. And even finding, like, I know this has been a big thing for you this past year, is finding a way to be active that yeah. you find enjoyable. Like, not becoming yeah. a runner just because everybody else is running and you feel like you're right. running. It's like right. when I got recruited to help with cross country, I said, I will come, but I will not run. I'm not going to do that. But I like doing yoga. It makes me feel good. It makes yes. me feel like I'm taller. It makes me feel like I, you know, like I'm putting things back in alignment. It's yes. enjoyable for me. And you've had that experience this year too. Like
I have. I have discovered this last year that getting outside to take a walk at least 3 times a week, if I can do more, is just so important for me. And
yeah.
it makes all the difference for everything. Yeah. And it can't be like on a treadmill in a gym or yeah. even it has to be outside. The outside piece is really, really important. Yeah. I think I just feel like I can connect with God. I can breathe fresh air. I need that. I don't yeah. know why, but for me, it's taken me all these years to realize like that is something that is super important for me to take care of yeah. myself. And obviously we need to move our bodies, but I'm not going to say that I would like to think maybe someday I would get to this point and to be able to run would be amazing. But for right now, that's not even on my, it's not yeah. even, I'm so content with just taking the walk outside and,
yeah.
Trying to get in as many miles as possible. But it's, yeah, just, it's been so huge for me this year.
It's huge. Like I see this, like how transformative it has been mm-hmm. for you. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many times we would be heading home from like the grocery store and be like, there goes Shell to the park. Mm-hmm. We see her mm-hmm. like driving to her from the park.
Yeah.
And it is like a beautiful area and it's got hills yeah. and like, it's kind of like the perfect walking spot, right
you know? Oh, and you don't know how many times I've stood and like tried to get Emerson's attention at recess, like hey, here I am, I see you.
That's so funny.
But yeah, it's just been such a good, huge, it's been one of the biggest things this last year that I just know I can never let that part of my life go.
Yeah.
But it's funny because, you know, for me, it's all different times of the day, so I'm kind of all over the map in the spontaneous. Like for yeah. me, it works to just like try and slip it in. I don't do it like at the same time every day, but I have made a habit of going to the same place. So that's interesting. Like that has,
yeah, yeah.
it's my spot. And I love so it funny. When you join me on my walks, and you're always welcome to join me anytime you're up for a walk. If you want to do that.
Yeah. I have so enjoyed like the times that we have gone together. It is mm-hmm. such like a life-giving time, and you kind of just like forget what you're doing because mm-hmm. you're also lost in great conversation. I'm yeah. just having issues with my hip right now. I feel like I'm a 35-year-old who needs a hip replacement. Like I think
yeah, we need to get that.
Yep, but maybe that. If I do more yoga, then I will.
You like, do your yoga, girl. You gotta do it,
and then yeah. I can yep. go for more walks because
yep.
it really is like just like you were saying, breathing the fresh air mm-hmm. and for you, like you can. You can do it whenever. Mm-hmm. For me, yeah. that's so hard. There's yes. actually this.
A very small window.
I'm trying to think. I don't know what it's called, but there's a Instagram account that's for threes on the Enneagram. Oh. And it's like just for threes or like, you know, you're a three or something like that.
Oh, fun.
And they did this whole thing on like, all right, be honest, what does your morning routine look like? And then they like started posting everything and like all these threes who have like these big regimented like morning routines. I was cracking up.
I love it. That's so great.
So me, like I resist it, but then I also like I need
you
that.
Thrive or, in it though. Yeah. Yeah. No, don't resist it.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think that's the thing that's the beauty of at least the difference between us is yeah. like we're cheering each other on. God has made us yeah. totally differently. We're wired differently. Yeah. And that is to not be threatened by someone else's way that God has given them to do their life, but to really be able to just like say, I am so for you in that, but not feel like I have to do it myself that way. It's so freeing. It's a beautiful thing in friendship to not be threatened by someone else's strengths.
Yes.
And also glean from them and learn from them and try and like, I just want, I've got lots of really good three friends and I just want them to all rub off on me because I would love to be more structured and I would love to be more, you know, so all of those things are so good for me to like be in relationship with threes. I love just soaking up all the threeness in my friends that are so, we can glean and we can cheer each other on and in the differences. So,
well, and I love my two friends. Like I'm surrounded by two friends and they help me to think of people.
not just
living by the, you know, the goals and the rhythm and the routine, but like putting people and relationship first and like having that be a part of it. And so it's so good for me to learn from twos, that part of it. Like it's such a great balance to have with each other. And then I love when I can come in, you know, and like have a two friend who's struggling to plan their homeschool year and be like,
well, yeah,
steps that you need to take. And this is what it looks like
in 5 minutes. I can figure this out for you. Yeah. I love that too.
I can figure out the most efficient plan for getting this done for you.
That is something that is just, my brain doesn't even function that way. So thank you. Thank you for doing all of that.
It's fun
that
for me.
Groundwork.
But okay. So here's a question. Do you think that part of our ability to be able to like just enjoy each other and cheer each other on and learn from each other and support each other in our differences has to do with our age?
Probably. Yes. I don't know.
Well, maybe you have it less as a two, but I see like dramatic.
Okay. You tell me what you see.
Well, I mean, I think if I looked at myself 20 years ago, you know, like I was much more like, no, I'm doing it the right way. You need to do it. Like, I just think of like my early motherhood and like how I'm more staunch and much more like, let's all do this way. You know, where now I feel like I've matured to a place where I don't need that. I don't need my friends to have their lives look like my life for us to be good friends.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things about friendships, like right now. So many friendships do spring out of the things that you have in common and that you have things in common, but your lives don't have to look exactly the same. And I think that's the evidence of a well-developed friendship is when you start going in different directions, but you still have that core of friendship that stays strong and even grows.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I love that. That is so good. It's so true.
I feel like I've seen that so much with our friend circle in the past few years. Like everybody's going in really different directions.
Well, and our lives have gotten a lot busier.
Yeah.
You know,
and more complicated.
And I'm so thankful that God knits our hearts together. I'm really drawn to people at this point of my life. And I just think this is God, that are just very different than I am. Mm-hmm. And I really want to learn from people that are different than I am. And I that's something that I'm looking for in friendships. So maybe that is, I just think that for me, it's like, I really want to learn and glean from people that aren't just like me. Because I just get stuck in the rut of whatever it is that I am, but other people that have different perspectives on things or different strengths, I just love learning from them and just, it's amazing to get to do that. But in order to do that, we have to be able to cheer each other on and not feel threatened, you know, our differences. So
absolutely. I think for me, just speaking as someone, you know, like a single mom, I think that it's good for me because I think that a healthy marriage does good things for you and like helping wear off your rough edges and helps you to learn how to make, you know, healthy compromises with people and like grow so much in who God created you to be. And when you don't have that person, it's so, it's helpful to have friends who do a little bit of that for you. you know, yeah. that you don't have to see eye to eye on everything with, but they help you to think about things in a different way mm-hmm. and just look at life differently and have more grace and mm-hmm. yeah, just kind of wear off some of those rough edges. I think it's vitally mm-hmm. important for me mm-hmm. as a single person to have those kinds of friends in my life.
Yeah. Well, and it's vitally important for me to have friends, even though I have an amazing, incredible husband and like such an incredibly special, just he's amazing. I can't speak more highly of him, but he also, sometimes there's conversations I just can't have with him that I can yeah. have with a friend who's a woman like me, you know, like,
yeah,
he just, his mind doesn't go in those places. So I think it's really important for me to be able to stay emotionally healthy, to also yeah. have friendships where I can have conversations with my friends that I wouldn't necessarily have with him just because he doesn't even think about these
yeah.
sorts of things.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's absolutely. So great to be able to be so emotionally strong then that you can have that place to pour out and there's an overflow there and we get yeah. that from Jesus and we can't do it alone. We have to have yeah. each other to do that. So
yeah.
It's just all very important.
Yeah.
That whole connection piece. So
I love yeah. that. I didn't even plan on going that direction, but I think
I kind of love that too. Cause like, yeah. here, we don't have to do this alone.
Yeah. Guys.
We're in this together. So we can't do it alone.
And everyone who is like, I've had so many people message me and be like, I just fall flat. I never have follow through. I don't know what to do. I think this is kind of like the key missing piece mm-hmm. is this mm-hmm. community piece of mm-hmm. us cheering each other on along mm-hmm. with keeping each other accountable. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's vital. And by the mm-hmm. way, we have the cultivating groups are opening back up this week.
Yeah.
Nobody
that's such
wants
a good way to do
know,
that.
If mm-hmm. you don't have people, then here, we'll create a whole group for you to help
yes.
cheer you on and keep you mm-hmm. accountable but like have some fun and like build friendships
yes.
at the same time too. You just go become a patron. All the lovely tribe member level and higher gets to be part of the cultivating groups. And it's through this
yes.
weekend. So get in there. They start
yep.
on January 6th. But you know, if you have people in real life too, like I love mm-hmm. having a mix of my mm-hmm. online friends and my real life friends to have the cheering on because
yeah.
a lot of times, like if my real life friends aren't accessible, you know, and sometimes my real life friends are also my in-life friends because
yes.
they're, you got to have kind of like a balance of being able to get a hold of each other and see each other. And
yeah,
sometimes it boils down to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, so. And that what happens, cause what happens with every one of us is that we have the best intentions and
yeah.
we want to be able to do better and make like growth happen and
yeah.
but I don't think we can have that transformation without someone being able to speak what they see in you that God
yes.
is doing because it's so hard to see that ourselves.
Oh, so hard.
And when we have fallen flat, who's going to, I mean, how do we get back up? I mean, we can
yeah.
try to get up on our own. That takes a lot. Or we could have someone just come and scoop us up and be like, nope, you know, we're in this, you're not alone. You're
yeah.
not alone. There's just so much power in that. So
yeah,
I'm a huge advocate of like, whatever we're doing, we're going to do this together this next year and God is going to do amazing things
yeah.
together.
It's like linking arms
yes.
with other people and you're less likely to fall flat when you've got, you know, people that you're linking arms with.
So true.
Yeah. I love that.
Me
all
too.
Right. Well, if people want like the real deep dive and like, how to form these goals and you want the Trello board and resources and everything, then you can get in to Patreon, go to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. But I want to move on to a discussion about your word for the year.
I know this is so fun because we haven't actually had a conversation about this yet.
I know.
So this is like, we're both going to find out right now what's
yeah.
up with that.
yeah.
It's kind of funny. I am so, in the last 2 years, I'm like the last person to pick a word usually. And I'm usually like a few weeks into the new year before I've like finally, I don't know if it's like, I just am unwilling to let go of like savoring the holiday season and Christmas time
yeah.
or what. But this year I have my word and I don't know how it was so easy this year.
I love that.
But so my word for 2020 is the word light. So
ooh.
Yeah, I know. And I think one of my favorite things about it is that it's not a word for me that has, it doesn't come with a lot of pressure. Like, I don't feel like it's a word. Well, for one thing, it's one of the names of Jesus. He's the light of the world. So that's awesome because I wanted to tie that in.
I love it.
But that I've just always been so intrigued with the verse. And it's in Matthew 11. I'm going to read it to you. Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Oh. And so that is what I want to learn this year. I want to learn how to carry burdens, not just my own, other people's, but to have that be a light thing. And I know that that's only comes through the power of God. So I'm really, really excited about my word for this year. And I can't wait to see what God does with that in my life, in my heart. And I just feel so excited. This is not a heavy word for me, but it's like, it's not on me. It's I don't have to try harder and be more productive. And it's not a word that's requiring a lot of me other than just letting Jesus pour in and then the overflow coming from that. So that's my word. I'm excited about it.
I love it. And it's actually a different direction than I thought you were going. When you
really,
I thought you meant like, you know, a light bulb, like that kind of light, not like a not heaviness.
Well, I mean, that word comes into play too, because I mean, well, Jesus is the light of the world. And then he calls us the light of the world. So there's the light versus darkness. There's so much there. So I feel
many
like this word is,
things.
There's layers here.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like a lack of that. It's that, like I said, like he wants to carry us.
Yeah.
And so, that lightness, So that's my word.
Well, and you, do you know what it makes me think of?
No, tell me.
Years ago, Jenny, when she gave our friend Jenny, gave us all light words. And that was so profound for me because she like gave each of us a light source that reminded her of each of us. And then like told us why she thought we were that light source. And that was so powerful.
Oh my goodness. That was amazing. But I'm so thankful you remember this. I don't know. I mean, I remember it vaguely, but I can't remember like the specifics. So
really? You don't remember? I don't remember what yours was.
I don't either.
I know we had like a lighthouse, a lantern.
And a lantern. Yeah.
I was the moon.
You were the moon. I was the moon. Oh, I love that. That's gorgeous. Yeah.
I wish I still had like her recording of when she gave them all to us.
Yes.
Because it was just so special.
Yeah.
And then we all also went around and talked about what each of us would be like when we were old women.
Yeah, it's coming back to me.
Like, Katie would have like a pantsuit and be in the country club. And like, I just,
love it.
Always, we said like, you would have like a sweater and be on your front porch and welcoming in all the neighborhood children and like baking them things.
I love it. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I love that memory.
Too good. Okay. That is a good memory. Yeah.
So my word story.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Oh, so I actually, when I was doing my power sheets and I got to that part and I was like, I don't know. Like, what was my word for 2022? Like,
I know what it was.
Okay. I had to go look it up. I was like, that's the stupidest choice ever. Like, why was that? It was hope. And I was like,
it was hope.
Why was my word for 2019? It was just like, hope deferred. But anyway, so I was like, okay, well, that was my word. But I was trying to think because I keep feeling like this is my year for like get back up again and like wake up and like be like on top of things and get like start experiencing life again and like living life again. And the word that I kind of kept thinking of was engage life, like engage people that you're talking to and the things that you're doing, like really be present. But I don't want to choose the word engage because I feel like everybody will think it's because I want to get engaged.
I was like, there's multiple layers of meaning to this word.
Yeah, and so it's like, I can't choose a gauge. I've got to, like, go look up some synonyms. Because there's no way that I'm going to gauge my word for 2020. That ain't happening.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
Well, you know what I do over your over all of our words is I pray that word over that person all year long. So you better be careful what word you pick.
So true. Oh, that's the case. Then I'm choosing a phrase, happily ever after.
Like, there you go.
Pray that over me this year.
Good. So. Phrases are totally acceptable.
Yeah. So I'm still mulling it around. I'm still kind of trying to figure out what it is, but it's gonna be something about that, like, waking back up to life again and, like,
being here
and, like, kind of grabbing the year by the horns and, like, just, like, living it for all it's worth. And I don't even mean that in just the, like, in the traditional, like, hustle kind of sense.
Right.
I mean, yes, there is a certain amount of that, but it's also, like, just, like, enjoying my life again and not taking for granted, you know. I think that's definitely, you know, something that becomes very acute when you lose someone is, like, just don't take for granted what we have here and how far we've come. And so like just really trying to do that this year. So I don't know what that word is, but it's that idea.
It's that perspective.
Yeah.
That was my runner-up word. So maybe I'll have that word next year because our perspective changes everything.
Oh, yeah.
It changes our entire reality of what we, of our story.
Yeah, totally.
And so, that's so good, Mackenzie, and it's so true. We don't want to be asleep, you know? We don't want to be asleep to just the goodness and the faithfulness of God in our lives. So, wow.
So. This was a good chat.
It was a good chat.
I didn't expect it to, but I think that hopefully people are going to have some food for thought as they think about their goals and their planning for 2020. And happy new year, everybody.
Happy new year, mamas out there. Yeah.
Everybody. All right. Well, I have no idea what is going to be on the podcast next week. I have some thoughts. I'm still mulling it over and seeing who I can recruit. But we will be back next week with another episode, our second episode of 2020. All right. Talk to you soon. I hope you ladies were inspired to be thinking about your goals, whatever way it is that works best for you. But hopefully this gave you some ideas about how a 2 and a 3 on the Enneagram approach their goals from very different ways, and all the grace and all the encouragement to you. And hey, if you want a little bit of help with your goal setting, then definitely come over and join us on Patreon. Get in there for the accountability and the community and serious one-on-one help if you want to go that direction. So you can go to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. You can find the show notes for this episode by going to boldturquoise.com/148, and that's where you can find all the links and the synopsis and all that good stuff. And you can also just swipe up in iTunes if you want to see the show notes there. Speaking of iTunes, if you want to leave a little rating and review, that would be ever so appreciated, especially at the beginning of the year when people are getting back into the habit of listening to podcasts and the holidays are over. This would be a great way to show support for the show by leaving a rating and review so iTunes will recommend the show to other people. If you wanted to tell your friends about it too, you guys are like my marketing team, and that would make a really big difference to the show and helping it get out there to some new ears. So thank you so much to all of you who do that. I would love to connect with you on Instagram @MackenzieKappa. It's one of my favorite places to be. And hey, after Shell and I finished recording this episode, we actually did talk about next week's episode, and it's going to be a book episode. That's always a popular one with you guys. We're going to review our reading from 2019, and we're going to talk about what we're most looking forward to in 2020. So it's not to be missed. It's going to be a really fun episode that's going to fill all your TBR lists for sure. So join us next week as we talk about that. But until then, go be bold and gracious.
At
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.